KABU Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. Please join us.
This is David Barsamian of Alternative Radio, and you're listening to KBOO Portland.
Today on Flashpoints, we'll hear from a Georgia State Senator fighting against right-wing voter suppression in the governor's race. Also, we'll feature a special report from the caravan in Mexico, even as Trump moves to call out the military in defense of white power, and we'll have more on that recent right-wing slaughter in Pittsburgh. I'm Dennis Bernstein, all this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. And we turn our attention back to Georgia, where it may very well be history in the making. The first black candidate for governor of any state in this union has a good chance of being elected. That is, if she gets the proper support and she isn't undermined by illegal election activities. Joining us to talk about what's going on there is somebody who's sponsoring a very special event in this regard. It's called, the event is called the Vote with Domestic Workers. And joining us to talk about that and this struggle going on in Georgia is State Senator Nikema Williams, who is also a state director of Care in Action. And they work closely, of course, with domestic workers. And domestic workers are at the heart of this action, this historic action, tomorrow, Thursday. So let me welcome you, State Senator Nikema Williams, to Flashpoints.
Thank you so much for having me and for covering this very important race.
Well, it's good to have you with us. Why don't you start, I guess, with who the candidate is, the special nature of the candidate, and why the domestic workers have taken this kind of action?
So our candidate, Stacey Abrams, the nominee for governor here in Georgia, she would be the first black woman to be governor of any state, not just in Georgia, but in the history of our country in any state. And so this is a very historic moment. And we know that with this being the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Domestic Workers Union right here in Atlanta by a black woman, Dorothy Bolden, this is a very historic moment and is very much connected to our movement. We know that Stacey Abrams will continue to uplift the voices of those that are unheard and unseen in our political process. And that is exactly what Dorothy Bolden did 50 years ago when she started the domestic workers movement. She made sure that women of color had a voice, women of color were heard, women of color were seen, and she used her political power to make sure that she got the things that she needed done for women of color. And we could not be more thrilled that Stacey Abrams is the very first candidate that Care in Action has ever endorsed, and we are putting all of our power behind getting her elected. We are making sure that we stay on the door, stay on the phones, keep texting over the next 6 days. There's a lot at stake here, and we are not giving up until the last vote is counted.
Well, let me remind people, it's going to be an amazing action you're a part of tomorrow. You're going to be joined by Ajahn Poo, who is an extraordinary human being in her own right, has worked for worker rights, worked for domestic workers in many ways for so long. She's quite profound, a human being. Dolores Huerta, the legendary Dolores Huerta, who has been on these airwaves in this show many times. We celebrate her work. She'll be there with you and others. Now, but this isn't so easy. There are multiple struggles here. The candidate, Brian Kemp, that Stacey Abrams is running against is the current Secretary of State and thus has a lot of control over who gets to vote and who gets disenfranchised. So there's a battle there, isn't there?
Absolutely. Brian Kemp, the current Secretary of State of Georgia, is like the fox guarding the hen house. He is the arbiter. He gets to decide what rules are in place or what rules are enforced. And he's also a candidate for governor. And he, just today, he has shown us that he does not stand with the people of Georgia, and he has decided to cancel and pull out of his appearance for the live televised debate on Sunday night so that he can be with Donald Trump. And we want a governor of Georgia that is going to stand up for all of the people, like Stacey Abrams will do when she is elected next Tuesday, and not someone that puts Donald Trump over and all Georgians that he's seeking to represent.
You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio, and we are speaking with State Senator Nikema Williams. She's also the State Director for CARE in Action. Just say a little bit more about who are the people in CARE. Also, obviously, this has a lot to do with brown people, with the domestic workers are often brown. There's a lot of undocumented workers. There's a lot at stake here, isn't there?
Absolutely. We, CARE in Action, has endorsed women of color candidates all across the state, and we have been very intentional about the work and the program that we're running here on the ground, and we are talking to voters of color that typically don't show up to vote in midterms elections. So we know that it is more difficult to reach them. It takes more than one touch to reach them. It costs more to reach them, but we are committed to this work, and we're being very intentional about making sure that we raise the voices of people that just don't feel like they have a place in this political process. And that is often how domestic workers feel. We're not protected in labor protections across the country, and so we're having to fight individually, state by state, to get worker rights and protections for domestic workers. We know that when we lift up the voices of those most marginalized in our community, it lifts up the voices for all of us. And that's why we're committed to this work, because we know that Stacey Abrams as governor will make sure that women and men across the state are able to work with dignity and fairness and make sure that they are paid for fair wages for a day's work. And right now, we have no security in that, especially when we have someone like Brian Kemp, who is not only seeking to shut our voices down through our voting process, like, he is not even willing to stand before the people and answer questions at a debate. So we know that we are the future of the state. Georgia is trending in the right direction. We've done what we needed to do to this point, and we just have to keep going through November 6th, because I know that when I wake up on November 7th, I don't want the same feeling that I woke up with after the election in 2016. So we're not stopping until the last vote is counted. And we know that no matter how many votes Brian Kemp tries to suppress or stop us from showing up with, the best way to combat that is to bring a few friends with us. And we're bringing our neighbors, we're bringing our church members, we're bringing our sorority sisters. We are turning out in force in historic numbers to make sure that Stacey Abrams knows that we have her back, because she's going to have our back when she's in office.
Well, now, we have been tracking this rather closely, and we know from various sources that we're talking about the removal from the voter rolls in various ways. Thousands of people, there are lawsuits in process now. You want to speak to that a little bit? Because this is going to be a razor-close election. Every vote is going to matter, and there's a battle going on about who's going to be allowed to vote.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian Kemp has a history of purging voters from the voter rolls, and he just this year, when after the voter registration deadline, we found that 53,000 Georgians' voter registration was held up in limbo for no reason other than a flawed exact match law, and that law disproportionately affects people of color. 70% of the 53,000 voters whose registration was held up were black voters. And the black population of Georgia is only 30%, but yet 70% of those held up on the voter registration forms were black. I know that my name, Nikema, I think that it's pretty simple to spell, just like it sounds, N-I-K-E-M-A. However, people get very creative when they're trying to write it by memory, and I get called all sorts of things. And there's a lot of human error that goes into entering data. And so to say that I should not be allowed to vote, or my voter registration should be in limbo because someone misplaced an I for an E or something else, it's absurd. And it is unfortunate that Brian Kemp did not resign, which he should have. He should have resigned as Secretary of State so that people knew or felt that they had their vote was protected and safe. We are always looking at other countries and we talk about our democracy, and it's time that we practice what we preach and make sure that every Georgian has free and fair access to the ballot box, because that is paramount to our democracy.
We spoke to members of a group, I think it's called Black Votes Matter. They were helping to transport elderly African-American voters to the polls, and there was some confrontation. The seniors were ordered to get off the bus that I guess was a part of the senior center, because supposedly somebody saw that this was going to be some kind of illegal transportation of voters or breaking of the voter laws. Do you know anything about this kind of activities that are taking place? That's pretty amazing.
Yes, and just one correction. It's not Black Votes Matters, because it's not just about our votes. It's about us, and it's Black Voters Matter.
Yes, sorry
so
about that.
Just wanted to make that one clarification. But yes, the Black Voters Matter bus has been doing a tour across the South, and they were in Jefferson County, Georgia, a small county right outside of Augusta, Georgia. And the senior citizens saw the bus, and they got really excited, and they wanted to get on the bus and go and exercise their right to vote, because this is such an historic and inspiring election. And they got on the bus, and someone made a phone call to someone at the county, and they then came and told the seniors that they had to get off the bus because it was a safety issue, and they didn't sign them out, or like the reason changed a number of times. It was they didn't sign them out, and it was a safety issue to they were campaigning on the property and they shouldn't have been, even though the organization was not supporting any one particular candidate over another. They were just providing rides to the polls. But it's the intimidation tactics like that we have to continuously combat here in the South. I was born and raised in rural Alabama, so none of this is really new to me. However, what I refuse to do is allow them to put a veil over the process of voting, something that my ancestors fought so hard for. And we are going to prove them wrong, that we are not going to stay home. We're not going to let them intimidate us. We're going to show up in force, and we're going to elect the first Black woman governor in this country in Stacey Abrams next Tuesday. I hope that you are tuning in and you're going to be watching with us, because we're going to have a lot to celebrate.
All right. Now, I want to, before we say goodbye, and this is the last thing I want to talk to you about, is just do a little bit of a compare and contrast. What differences would Stacey Abrams make? How would she be a different governor than Brian Kemp?
I don't even know where to start in that. Stacey Abrams stands for all things that are fair and just in our society. And just thinking about the top issues that are facing the state right now, Medicaid expansion, healthcare is a huge issue. Georgia has not expanded Medicaid, and so because of that, we have roughly a 500,000 people in our state that don't have insurance, where we could totally change that if we had the right leadership. But for so long, we have had leadership that was unwilling to do what was needed for the rest of the state. We have 79 counties in Georgia that don't even have an OBGYN. So I don't think that you can disconnect that from the fact that Black women in Georgia have a higher rate of dying than 1 year of childbirth than any other state in our country, and yet we still refuse to expand Medicaid. We have the worst maternal mortality rates in the country. We were number 54 years ago, and then we got even worse. than what we were 4 years ago. But yet Brian Kemp and the rest of the Republican leadership in this state still refuse to even look at expanding Medicaid. And Stacey Abrams, when she's governor, that will be her number one priority, making sure that she expands Medicaid, because she knows that it's about getting people the care that they need, but it is also about job creation, because this expanding Medicaid would create 53,000 new jobs for Georgians across the state, and it would prevent the continued closing of rural hospitals. We've already had 7 rural hospitals closed. And hopefully it'll do something to address those horrific maternal mortality rates that are worse than some third world countries.
All right. Well, we have been speaking with somebody who knows a lot about what's going on in Georgia. That's Nikema Williams. She is a Georgia State Senator. She is also the State Director of Care in Action. They are part of a really interesting protest demonstration, Get Out the Vote action that's taking place in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia, on Thursday. We are really happy to be able to share this moment. We wish you the best of luck. And we know that the right to vote and for Black people to vote in Georgia, this is where blood was spilled. Where there was a great deal of suffering in this battle. So I know you really how much this means to the